Okay, we're on the Beis Amud Beis, about the 8 lines from the top. It might be very short. Maybe we'll go a little bit into the next Amud. Okay, so we said in the Mishnah that Chereshot V'Katan are Pater from Ria. So Ktani Chereshumya Deshot V'Katan. Since it's written together, Chereshot V'Katan, so we can learn that the Ptur of Cheresh is similar to that of Shota V'Katan. Ma Shota V'Katan, the reason why their Pater is Ala B'nei Deya, because they don't have Das. So too, Av Cheresh, the reason why he's a deaf person is Pater, is Ala Bar Deyahu, because he doesn't have Das, and therefore he's Pater.
What happens when you found that the Cheresh did have Das?
Okay, we're going to see there's a different, we're going to see that doesn't, what type of cheresh. The Kamash Malan, so what is our Tana Bar Mishnah coming to teach it? Kditznan, like we learned in Trumas, that the Chachamim they defined for us what this cheresh is, that's Patzer. That a cheresh, a Dibru Chachamim b'chol makom, whenever the Chachamim speak of how a cheresh is Patzer for mitzvahs, it's She'eno Shomeya ve'eno Midaber. He can't hear or speak. Deaf mute, as we call it. And ha midaber ve'eno shomea, or shomea ve'eno midaber. But as long as he has one of those faculties, he can either speak or he can either hear. Then he's chayv in all the mitzvahs. The tzafka can't hear or speak. Let's see Rashi. Kedetnan in Reish Maseches Trumas. Keresh Adibir Bo Chachamim Bechol Makom Shehishvu also to a Shote these Pater right Lefatro Lo Tibru Ela Bemisha Eino Shomea Beino Medaber. Both doesn't have either. Hachi Kimluhu the Rabbanan that they have that's what they said decided the Misha Eino Shomea Beino Medaber the La Bnei Deyaninu. Such a person has doesn't have Das Medaber Beino Shomea. What? How is that that he can speak but he can't hear? Because chilaso hayapikeach, because he was born he could hear it at first, and then he lost his hearing. So since he already learned how to speak, so he could speak, he just can't hear. Right? Actually, med ledaber until he can speak. V'chatach anivcharesh and became deaf later. Okay, Tanina, we learned in our Mishnah. We have a brisa that says similar, so it's like our Mishnah can act therefore as a support for this brisa. The Tanu Rabbanan, Hamidaber Veino Shomea, Zeu Cheresh, Shomea Veino Medaber, Zeu Ilem, and Zeveze, Harehen Kepichim Lechol Divreim. So somebody that could speak and but cannot hear, that's called a Cheresh, because he can't hear. Somebody who can hear but he cannot speak, that's called an Ilem, that's dumb. The Zevezeh are both Pikin L'chol Divreihem. In other words, they since they have one of the faculties, they are considered their Chayvim in all the mitzvahs, all the mitzvahs in the Torah. And therefore, we can see from this price of Mashma that if you don't have either, though, then you're Pater from all the mitzvahs in the Torah. And that's what we said is the Mashma from our Mishnah, the fact that our Mishnah equates the Cheresh to the Shota and Kata. Rashi Tanina B'Masnisin L'Hadatana Rabbanan B'Braisa. It's coming to tell us that this is a brisa is a good brisa, and we can rely on it because it's from our Mishnah. The Zevizek Epichim says Rashi, Hainu Kimas Nisi like our Mishnah, the Lo Patar Ela Cheresh Dome La Shote, has to be one that's Dome to Shote. Okay.
Again, like Asher,
yeah.
Today we got sign language, and then if you teach a person how to read. The person could read, so how do you say right. Lapat Zeya? That's become my word right. Zeya.
They said Vachid Kimluhu Rav Chachamim. They said this is it. This is what they said. And what
they said. Okay. Butter. Well,
they probably had sign language.
Yeah.
Why shouldn't they have had sign language?
What?
Why shouldn't they have had sign language? Too?
I mean, okay, but I'm saying.
Right. That's okay. Mimai the medaber veino shomea zehu cheresh, and shomea veino medaber. That's an ilim. Where do we get this from? that what you that somebody that can that can't hear is a cheresh, somebody can't speak is an ilam dixi. We get it from the pasuk. It says vani kcheresh lo eshma. So a cheresh is somebody who can't hear. Ukeilam lo yiftach piv, and like a mute that cannot open his mouth. Therefore, you see that someone who cannot speak. Bibaisema, another source for this. It's kide amri inchi, like people say, it's a notrikon, that ilam is notrikon for ishtakil milule, that his speech is taken away. Okay, Rashi, bibaisema, ilam is kimashma notrikon, that ishtakil milule, that nitel diburo, his speech is taken away. Okay, now it says, this is a quote now back, not Brisa, not our Mishnah, it's from the Brisa. We said, Midaber, Vena Shomea, Shomea, Vena Midaber is Chayav. You have one of the faculties, then you're 100%, he's 100% Chayav like anybody. I, Fregdu Murakash, Vatanya, Midaber, Vena Shomea, Shomea, Vena Midaber is Pater. Here we see not that way. Fersha Brisa, that if he has only one of the faculties, either speech or he can't speak or he can't hear, he's Pater from the Mitzvah Riyah. So Amaravina Vitema Rava Chisure Mechsarava Achiktani. The Reina Chanami, the Mishnah is written in short form, and this is how you have to read it. This will answer our question. Hakol Chayavin Beria, everybody's Chayav in the midst of Ria. Ube Simcha. Here's our, so far an addition, right? Our Mishnah said Ria. So the real reading is that everybody's Chayav in Ria and Simcha, meaning to bring the Shlami, the Shalmi Simcha. Chutz micheresh hamidaber veino shomea, or shomea veino medaber shatur minaria. Again, is an addition, right? That there's a special din by one who has only one of these, who can either only hear, cannot hear, or cannot speak. Special din that he's pater from ria. Va'apal pi shepater minaria b'chayv v'simcha. But he's chayv only ria. That's it. But he's chayv in simcha because he's basically, like we said, normal gabe everything. And therefore, he's chayv in simcha. And just by Riyah, he's pater. Ve'che'eno lo midaber, shomeya v'lo midaber, v'shote v'katan pater mina simcha, hoil turi mikol mitzvah samura b'torah. So it comes out that someone who can't hear or speak, so he's, like we said, he's a shote, like a shote, he's pater in everything, pater in simcha, pater in Riyah, pater in everything, like he's pater in all mitzvah. However, one who has only one of them can either not hear or not speak. Special din, the Gemara's explained later why, but he's special din, he's pater from Riyah, even though he's chayv in everything else. Yeah, so that's the kasha. So in other words, the brisa that says that one of the midaber v'shomer or shomer midaber is pater, that's what we just saw, right? That that one who has only one is pater from Riyah, referring to the mitzvah Riyah, and that which we were medayik from our Mishnah before, and we said, in fact, it's next to Cheresh Ol Katan, that he's the mashmi pater and everything. So, but if he has one of them that he's chayev, that refers to the mitzvah Simcha. That's the Chesuri Mechser. Read the Chesuri Mechser. Chesuri Mechser. Hakol Chaim Gede Ube Simcha. Yeah. No, the Mishnah. The Brisa isn't. No. It's the Chesuri Mechser of the Mishnah. So then that's. And now we have Tanya Namihachi. We have a Brisa that says this Beferish. Hakol chayiv in biriya uba simcha, both, except for chutz michera shamedaber veino shomea, or shomea veino medaber, that they are pturi minariya, like you said, a special din, but only by riya. Alpha pisha pater minariya, but chayiv besimcha, v'yisrael chayiv besimcha, because they're basically normal, like gabi everything else. Ve'acheino lo shmea v'lo medaber, neither, v'shote v'katan, they're paturim from all the mitzvahs, therefore, af mina simcha, v'yil pturi mikol mitzvahs mura v'tor. Rashi, Patra Minariya, so Kashin Adani, Masnisin and the Brisa, Sestira. So Amarava, Masnisim, the Tani, Eitzel Riya, the Cheresh is Dumiya, the Shote, Chesui Mechser, Vahachik Tani. What's the Bach say over here? Chesui Mechachik Tani, the Gabe Riya, that Afal Pi, the Lo Domeh, the Shote, even though he's not really a Shote, right? Still, he's Patra. The chitanya we must need in dumi the shote gabe simcha hu detani. So when we said that in our Mishnah, it's like shote, that's the gabe simcha only. The trade meaning mine cheresh tana. Masnisin. They're both two types of Cheresh in our Mishnah now, because Suri Mechzer are Masnisin V'Achiktani. Our Mishnah is the Chesuri Mechzer and V'Achiktani. HaKol Chayim V'Riyah Chutz V'Cheresh Kol Dehu, any type of Cheresh. Or Shomea V'Eino Ber, or Medaber V'Eino Shomea. V'Achal Pishu Patur Be'Olas Riyah Le'Ros. But we still chayav in the simcha. The next Rashi, next page, chayav b'simcha, lismoach b'chag. That is, he is chayav in zitzi b'samach b'chagecha. Harmina lekaman, the simcha is b'shlamim lechol et abasar. So it's a meat of the shlamim. Yafinan la mi v'zavachta shlamim v'chalta sham v'samachta. Lekaman parich. Now the Gemara is going to ask, ma'ishna l'niriya the patur l'inyan simcha b'chayav. Right, because here we have it's something unusual. Because we said if he can either he only has one of them, he can't hear or he can't speak. Just one of them, he's chayav in everything. All the mitzvahs of the Torah, and all of a sudden, by Riyah, except for Riyah. So we're going to ask why Riyah is different than anything else.
It's interesting. You still have to go to Yerushalayim, but that's the only place you can get the shlomim. Sure, you won't go to Beis Hamikdash. There's no chiyuv to go to Beis Hamikdash, but Yerushalayim doesn't have to be.
Okay. Okay. V'she'eno lo shomea v'lo medaber haynu cheresh demesnitzin shesamku l'shot v'katan, so he's patur from everything. What are we doing? Okay, maybe we'll do a little bit more since it's early. Okay, so now the Gemara asks this question. Ma'ishna l'inyan riyah d'ptiri, ma'ishna l'inyan simcha d'mechayvi. So this person that either cannot hear or cannot speak, says, why dafka by riyah, right? Chayv and everything, simcha, all the mitzvahs, except just not riyah. Why? So the Gemara answers, l'inyan riyah gamar riyah mihakel. The reason is because there's a gzera shava from the word riyah, by the mitzvah Riyah and by Hakel, the mitzvah of Hakel. The Ksiva says Hakel Asam Anashim Anashim V'Ataf. That you have to gather all the people together. Ksiva, and it says Bevo Kol Yisrael Leiraos. So here's the mitzvah word Riyah by Hakel, and it says Bayas Yireh Kol Tzipcha. They learn Gzera Shava from the Riyah Riyah. And this, like by Hakel, if you have only one of the faculties, you're pater. So too by the mitzvah of Re'iyah. So the Gemara asks the obvious question: V'hasa minalan. Okay, we're learning from Hakel. Just like Hakel, yeah, if you only have one of them, he's pater. So too here. But where do we know it by Hakel? How do we know a mitzvah Hakel? If he has only one, he's pater. The Ksiv says by Parshas Hakel, says Laman Yishmu Ulaman Yilmedu. And Visanya, we learn from here, Laman Yishmu is coming to teach us that who has to gather? Those people that are roi to Yishmu, they can hear. Prat, to exclude someone who is limidaber v'eino shomer, someone who cannot hear. And when it says Laman Yilmadu, with somebody that's coming to teach me, that has to be somebody that can dafka learn, Prat l'shomea v'eino midaber, as opposed to somebody who cannot speak. Okay, so now the Gemara asks, what are you saying? L'meimra d'chi lo mishtai lo gamar? Again, we're learning from the L'man Yilmadu, the only somebody that can learn is Chayv and Hakel, as opposed to somebody who can't speak. So the Gemara says, what? Just because he can't speak, he can't learn? Like here is different, as opposed to before we said he can't hear, or it's a bit here. Somebody who can hear, just can't speak, just a mute, what, he can't learn Torah? I'll show you that's not the case. V'ha'hanu tre yilmi, there was once these two mutes, dehave b'shvuvise the Rebbe, they were in the neighborhood of Rebbe, b'nei brate the Rebbe Yochanan ben Gudgana, they were his grandsons of Rebbe Yochanan ben Gudgana, his daughter's sons, v'amrilei b'nei achte the Rebbe Yochanan, some say they were the sons of his sister, of Rebbe Yochanan ben Gudgana, they call Amos the Have Ayel Rebbe Lebe Midrash, and whenever Rebbe went to the Beit Midrash to teach Torah, Ayel v'yatzvei kamay, the gears should really be kamay, they would sit in front of Rebbe, u'menayde v'yishayu, and they would, you know, shake their heads as like they're understanding, as if they understand, u'merachashim sifavasaitu, they couldn't speak, but they moved their lips as if they were speaking, as when they were listening to the shir. And what happened, u'bai Rebbe, rachamei alayhu v'tasu, and Rebbe davened for them, and they got better, and they were able to speak. Once they were able to speak, they said, okay, you know, let's see, tell us what you know, because we couldn't, we don't, till now, you couldn't express yourselves, so now tell us what you know. Vishtakach, dehavu gemiri, hilkasa, visifra, visifri, vikula talmuda. They knew everything. So what do we see? That even though we couldn't tell, but we see they were able to learn everything. And therefore, our kasha is, again, how can we say that Laman Yilmadu, learning, coming to exclude somebody that can't speak? Because somebody who can't speak, he can't learn. See, that's not the case. Just because you can't speak, you can learn guns fine. So Amar Marzutra, you're right, we have to, the diuks, we have to change the thing. It's from Karibe, Laman Yilamdu. Not Yilmadu, but Yilamdu, meaning to teach. Now, you have to read it as if it's Yilamdu, and that's what it means, that when it says, as if it's saying that Laman Yilamdu, that only somebody who can teach is Chayav and Hakel, and not somebody who cannot teach. Now, in order to teach, that's a different story. So that you have to be able to speak, and therefore that's coming to exclude somebody who cannot speak. Since he can't speak, he can't teach. Okay, this is Rashi's. Ria Mehakel, Dixiv, and says in Parshas Hakel, Bevoko Yisrael Yeros, Parshas Hakel, Hamelech Haya Korei Mishnah Torah, he'd read Sefer Dvarim, be in the Yazara, Bechol Motzei Shemitah, in the year after Shemitah, it's Motzei Yom Tov Rishon of Sukkot, right? Dixiv, Miket Sheva Shanim, Bemoed Shnat Shemitah. Prat L'Shamei Aveinu Medaber. Somebody, to exclude somebody who can hear but cannot speak, Hashta Mashma She'ein Zeroy Lilma. Now, because we're going to see, in its Mises, we saw that's not the case, but now we see it's Mashma that he can't, not Roy to learn if he can't speak. But we saw in the end, these two mutes, they knew everything, they knew Hilchasa was his Mishnayas, etc. Laman Yilamdu. Therefore, we're changing it to the Yilamdu, Ve'ein Zeroy Lilma. That is true, if he can't speak, he's not fitting to teach others.